That's GoBerkey.com today.
We go inside the Beltway for the biggest scoop on what's happening in Washington, D.C. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News joins us now. Victoria, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I want to reveal to everybody that you and I have wonderful conversations when we're off the air. And I'm going to I'll say this because we're going to talk about Lloyd's of London. They insure all kinds of things. And a lot of movie stars have legs insured, voices insured, that kind of thing. And one of the crazy things I thought, it was when I first started to notice this, Mary Hart had her legs insured for $2 million, and she was a longtime Entertainment Tonight woman who did it for like 3 decades, which is unheard of in Hollywood, to do a show on Hollywood. But how interesting that she did that, and I wondered if you have ever had your voice, your legs, your arms, or anything insured.
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind having my voice insured because, you know, it's how I make a living, but I wonder what the cost of the insurance would be for something like that, you know?
It would have to be high, I would think.
I would think. That's what I'm thinking. So I've never done it. I don't think I've got anything else worth insuring.
Well, I'm going to find out for you and me about the voice thing, and I'll get back to you on that,
yeah.
Okay? Let's talk about what's not happening in D.C., the failed spending measure again and again and again. We keep coming back to that.
What a mess. I mean, yesterday they were unable to pass this because the Speaker and the Whip didn't count the votes before they took the bill to the floor, basically. And the Speaker said, no, I want the House to work its will, which some people are saying is a way of being a weak as water Speaker, and that Tom the Hammer DeLay would never have run the House like that. He would have counted the votes before he took the bill to the floor rather than have a fail, because 4 dozen Republicans defected, along with all the Democrats, apart from 6.
Yeah.
So what they're trying to do now is to see if they can tonight have another vote, because they're supposed to go on recess for Rosh Hashanah next week.
Mm.
The big question is, A, can they have another vote? B, do they have enough Republicans to get it through? C, can they get some Democrats along? D, if they do get it through and do have a vote, can they get something across to the Senate that is acceptable to the Senate, which has already passed a bill that is perfectly happy with?
Right, so doubtful.
Doubtful.
Yeah. Yeah. Doubtful.
And Harry Reid has already said, well, I don't think we're going to vote on it tonight anyway.
So why burn the midnight oil anyway?
Yes.
Makes no sense, but nothing seems to make sense lately coming out of D.C. All right, we mentioned Lloyd's of London, and what's going on with this lawsuit in Saudi Arabia?
This is extraordinary. Lloyd's has filed a lawsuit in U.S. court stating that it's seeking $215 million in damages from Saudi to recover claims that it paid 9/11 victims and their families. And the suit charges that the Saudi government funded al-Qaeda through its banks and charities. And it says that without official Saudi sponsorship, al-Qaeda would not have possessed the capacity to conceive, plan, and execute the September 11th attacks. Now, Investors Business Daily says that the documentation in the 156-page complaint by Cousin O'Connor, which is C-O-Z-E-N O'Connor, which is a major Washington law firm, is very detailed, much more so than the lawsuit brought on behalf of the 9/11 families, which was dismissed for lack of evidence. It has new intelligence in it, including recently leaked diplomatic cables. And there are some really interesting findings, such as, for example, senior Saudi officials and Saudi royal family members, including Interior Minister Prince Naif, served either as executives of suspect charities or sat on their boards while the charities were used to launder money to al-Qaeda and they knew of the activities. The Saudi charities themselves often provided not only money but employment cover, ID badges, and logistical support to al-Qaeda operatives. The Saudi Joint Relief Committee for Kosovo and Chechnya allegedly was used as a cover by several al-Qaeda operatives, including 2 men acting as directors of the charity. And at the time, the SJRC was under the control of Saudi Prince Naif, who, after 9/11, denied that Saudis were among the hijackers and hinted that Jews carried out the attacks.
Wow. Wow, this would be interesting to watch this play out.
Yeah, very interesting. So, and there's a lot more that I haven't read yet. There's a lot more. Now, I mean, you know, there's a federal judge here in the case who could just dismiss it, but there's enough there that this judge might not be quite as quick to dismiss this case.
Right, he might let it go forward. Wow.
Yeah, at least initially.
Yeah, that's what I think. I bet it does initially, and then more people are going to be talking about this because very few people, I think maybe it's because it's gotten buried or they just have so many other things on their radar, but this will blow up to be a pretty big story, Victoria.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, good stuff. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Have a great night. Thank you. Hour of America tonight. Buddha on week 3 in the NFL. Iran's favorite button pusher. Get some going at the UN. And the debates in Orlando, Florida. Once again, here's the scoop. It's down to Perry and Romney. It's down to the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, and Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. They are way ahead of the other 7 candidates. There's no doubt about that. And in the debate, it clearly showed again. One of those two is going to face the president in 2012. One of those two is going to try to topple the president. And you know what? They came out swinging, not a surprise. Perry, as we said, would take a lot of flack. One of the things that he had a hard time defending, it's something that infuriates me, and I told all of you that when so many people were heaping praise on Rick Perry. Here's the deal. He gives tuition money to the children of illegal immigrants, illegally in the country. So I would think that conservatives would be aghast at that. They're not going to embrace that. If he were a Democrat, it would work, but it's not going to work on the GOP side of things. It's not, and it's plain as day. He did this. He wanted it. He implemented it and infuriated a lot of Texans, frankly. And they said, well, where's mine? My kid wants to go to UT. Give me some money. How come I can't get that money? Anyway, take a listen to this snippet when the debate started. Romney and Perry, listen.
So you better find that Rick Perry and get him to stop saying that.
That's right. You better find him and get him to stop saying that. And, of course, what Mitt Romney is referring to is a couple of things. Is the Ponzi scheme, talking about Social Security, because what's happened is Romney, in speaking to a lot of older people, says, listen, we're not doing away with Social Security. Do you need Social Security to survive? Are you living on some Social Security? We're not doing away with it. We certainly, there are things that can be tweaked about it, but that's not happening. So he got shellacked on Social Security, Perry, that is, which was Romney was attacking there. And immigration was another thing that he got slammed on. Healthcare, he got slammed on that. The border was a big one, too, because as the governor of Texas, that's a huge border state, as you all know, with Mexico. He says he's worked harder on border security than anyone else, and he defended his program, that saying it was right for his state, talking about the immigration, giving the tuition to the kids, and also the fact of, you know, securing the border fences, because he's very soft on all of that. Coming up next, oh yeah, Buddha, with some prep for Nail the Score. And the week that lies ahead in the NFL. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
How about it, America? Did you have a hangdog look when you went to work last Monday because you did really stinky in your picks? Well, you can redeem yourself. Week 3 in the NFL. And some interesting notes. Quickly, I'll tell you this. I talked to someone from the Eagles organization, Michael Vick. He's cleared to play, so that could be a big difference there. Tony Romo also spoke to someone in the Cowboys organization. Waiting on a CAT scan. Did not practice. Question mark for Tony Romo. There is no question that the Buddha can't knock down, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Steve Budin, how are you, buddy?
I'm ready to roll. 7-1 so far this football season. No slowing down this week.
Boy, no kidding. What is it, for your money, what is the best game on the board?
The best game to watch or the best game to bet?
Oh, best game to bet.
Best game to bet for me, I'm looking at the New England Patriots, Buffalo Bills. I mean, I had Buffalo last week. They fell asleep against Oakland, obviously. Came back just in the nick of time to barely squeeze that one out. But they can't fall asleep against the Patriots. I mean, they blink their eyes, they'll be down 28-0. The interesting thing about this game, I do feel the Bills will come in and play a strong game. I do feel they'll be in striking distance at the end for a backdoor cover. That's why the play I'm going to suggest is actually a little bit of an exotic play. It's the Patriots -5.5 in the first half. Got to realize that this is a Bills team that if they can go into halftime down 7 or 10, they're going to feel like they're in this game. And while we're at halftime, King, you'll be looking all over for me, but you can't find me because I'm at the window cashing my halftime bet because I've already won while everybody else is still in the thick of the game.
I love it. That confidence. And hey, the numbers don't lie. PickNation.com. Check it out. The Giants and the Eagles. I just talked about Michael Vick. And because you know I'm an Eagles fan. So forget that because I never bet on the Eagles. I never even look at the Eagles except for to watch the game. What do you think happens here?
Well, I mean, Michael Vick would serve himself well if he just ran out of bounds after gaining 17 yards. Does he really need to gain that extra 4 yards? It's obvious he's a superior athlete. It's obvious, you know, he's wired a different way than most people because of his great athletic ability. But it's time to put his team before his prowess, and it's time for him to just not sacrifice his body so much. He's not going to make it the whole season if he continues to, because there's a target on his back. When you consistently show up the other team, lower your shoulder, gain those extra 4 yards, keep sticking it to the other team, eventually they're going to get their shot at you. Didn't this guy see the movie Friday Night Lights? I mean, I don't understand what he's trying to do here. He's got nothing to prove. The only way he's going to prove something is by winning a Super Bowl, and he can't do that from the sidelines. I don't know how his health is. Right now they got this game in a circle. In bookmaking terms, that means they're not letting people bet more than $200 on it. Look, with a healthy Michael Vick, obviously, I like the Eagles. We're going to have to make this one a game-time decision.
Ooh, that's what I thought. This was definitely one to sweat on. Packers and the Bears. I got a lot of friends in Chicago. They want to hear you say the Bears, but I don't know that you're going to say that.
Well, these teams have historically played them, you know, they've played each other very tough. Last year they split their home games, and then the Packers barely beat the Bears in the playoffs. The problem with the Bear fans out there, they all know it. The problem with the Bears is the offensive line. I mean, Jay the Human Concussion Cutler, he's on the ground way, way too much. I think the Packers know that. They're going to key on that. They're going to look to put his butt on the ground. That's going to spell trouble for the Bears. I'm going to go with the Packers here, minus the 3.5 points.
Oh, all right, Packers, that's what I would say, too. Looking at the Falcons-Bucks, and I bring this one up, too, because I had people that wanted me to ask you about this game, and the line is like, what's the line, like one, or is this crazy?
Yeah, it's 1.5.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Well, we know one thing from watching the first game, and that's the first game for Tampa Bay at home this year against Detroit, and that is that Tampa Bay fans don't come to Tampa Bay home games. The other thing we know is that neither do the Tampa Bay players. Look, at the end of the day, the Falcons are too good of a team not to be laying points in Tampa Bay. This line is just completely disrespectful to Matty Ice and his whole offense. I think you got to take the Falcons here. You got to take the points while you have the chance.
Yeah, all right. I like that one. You know, it's an interesting week 3 in the NFL, because the first 2 weeks, for some of the stuff was pretty crazy, you have to admit. And you look at Cam Newton and the way the kid is throwing. He's got over 800 yards. He's approaching 900 yards if you add up all his totals, Steve. And you got the Jags and the Panthers. Do the Panthers finally at home get their first one?
Well, I mean, Cam Newton, obviously, unbelievable effort in every game he has. But, I mean, look, the one thing that Cam's proven is that he can score not just against the best of them, but with the best of them. Jacksonville, I mean, let's just say they're not among the best of them. I mean, they can't score at all. How in the hell are they going to keep up with Cam Newton in Carolina? This line's another joke. Minus the 3.5, Carolina gets their win.
Woo! All right. I'm asking you this one only because some people asked me because the line was so fat. San Diego by 15, the Chargers hosting the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, Matt Castle without Charlie Weiss is like Joni without Chachi. And if you read her book, you know how that turned out for her. Look, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people are saying this game is a lot like the Pittsburgh game last week. If you remember, Pittsburgh comes off the embarrassing loss against Baltimore to come home as the redeeming game and blow out the team at home. The only difference is is that, you know, San Diego Chargers came off not without an embarrassing loss at all to New England. In fact, they played damn good against New England and have every reason to be proud of their effort. That was a team that they said they were supposed to lose to. That was a game that they were supposed to lose, and they were in it until the very end. So the question here is, can San Diego come into this game and get up for this game against the Chiefs, a game at the time of the year when North Turner is usually sleeping? I say, once again, the bookmakers are trying to bait you into taking the points here. You cannot take the points here. You must lay the 14.5 with San Diego.
Woo! Okay, San Diego. Broncos and the Titans. I got nothing on this one. Tennessee gets 7.
Right, this is the I don't care bowl. obviously Matt Hasselbeck, better than Kerry Collins and Vince Young combined. But the real story to me is this, John Fox, the coach of Denver, comes into Denver, proclaims to the world it's a new year, it's a new team, it's a new attitude, a new toughness on defense. And the truth is, man, they're getting walked all over like a cancer walkathon. I've never seen anything in my life like it. Everybody scores on them. I think Tennessee is going to go up and down the field. I would lay the 6.5. It actually just went from 7 to 6.5. I think that's a bargain.
Ooh, Tennessee. All right, I mentioned that Tony Romo did the CAT scan thing. They're putting up question marks as to whether or not he's going to be in that game. What do you think happens for the Cowboys against the Redskins on Monday night?
Well, it's an interesting thing because I think what Tony Romo did, sacrificing his body for the team last week, to get the win, and it's so important that you get the win, because when you sacrifice your body and don't win, nobody remembers. It doesn't make an impact. In this case, he sacrificed his body, he got the win, and I think after all these years, finally established himself as the leader of that team, and these guys now know that when they're down in the trenches, they can count on Tony Romo. And that's the first time you could ever really say that.
Yeah.
I think it's very important for Tony that he gets back up on the horse and he plays this game. I think that he will wind up playing this game. We'll have to wait again to see a line, and we'll have to evaluate the line at that time. But I think Dallas, going forward, has found their leader.
All right, I agree with you. That was shocking, especially after you and I talked about him not being an elite quarterback. He really showed something there with a punctured lung and the rib. Excellent stuff as always. Da Buddha Man, go to picknation.com. Thanks. You have a great weekend.
You got it. I'll speak to you next week.
All right. The other game we didn't talk about, a couple of them, Ravens and the Rams. The Rams are 0-2, but, boy, I like this kid, Sam Bradford. Their quarterback, he is gutsy. Unfortunately, there were a lot of Ram mistakes against the Giants if you watched that game. And then the Jets and the Raiders. What happens here in Oakland? Because it's in Oakland. The Jets picked up their second game. You know, their first game out of the chute, they didn't look that great. It was pure luck. I think the Cowboys gave it to them on a silver platter in the end. But their second performance was pretty good, I thought. So now you're going up against the Raiders, who have something to prove. The Jets have a line of 4. I think this can be a dicey game, too. Although, if I was pressed to make a bet, which, of course, I'm not a betting gal, right? I would say the Jets. Just a quick reminder, nail the score coming up in our third hour. Your chance to win some wonderful prizes. Plus, we have sports shorts during that hour. And I'm going to give away a copy of my book if you can answer our really tough trivia question, Level the Playing Field. But on the flip side, debates, we can't escape them. That's next.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ah, thank goodness that dead space satellite didn't slam URS, didn't slam into Orlando on Thursday, because think of all the hot air that would have been crushed. Yet another debate. And not necessarily against debating, because then you can flush out the cast of characters and listen to what they have to say and watch. If you watch all the debates, then you can string together who you think you like as it moves along, because are you getting different answers? Are you seeing things change? Like Romney. Romney and Perry are the two guys that are getting the most attention and seem to be the candidates. I said this at the top. So you watch what's happened with Romney. He's had a squirm because of his health care plan that he put on the books in Massachusetts. Now what he's saying, and he's doing a great job of answering, he's saying, listen, I made some mistakes, and it's about the state. So when you've got a plan in place like that, you can change it. It's not a federally mandated deal. There were things that I pulled out of health care that didn't pass as part of health care reform in Massachusetts. But what is interesting, because they certainly knew he was taking heat for it, he wrote a book, and he took a line out of a book later when it went out in paperback because he was getting criticized for health care. So when that started to really heat up, when they re-released it, you know, did the paperback edition, they took it out. Of course, other people edit things when they do books, right? And what about Perry? I said this already at the top, and Michelle Bachmann really took advantage of this, the Minnesota congresswoman. She slammed Perry to the mat, accusing him of coddling illegal immigrants because there is a policy in Texas that allows their children to get educational tuition assistance. And Perry has a different take on it. He thinks it helps unburden the situation and helps to make the people that are there thrive and work harder and all that other kind of stuff. So he defends the program. We're going to let you hear that in a second. And says that, you know, if you oppose it, you don't. This is what he said. If you oppose it, I don't think you have a heart, because we need to be educating these children because they'll drag our society. They'll be a drag on our society. But Bachmann said, I wouldn't allow taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens or for their children because it's a magnet. We got to stop ending the attraction for people coming into the country illegally, and that's one of them. If they know they can go to Texas and get money for education, is what she's saying, allowing them to get the education. So it was an interesting debate, and a lot of the heat definitely went down on Perry. It makes sense because he's the leader. He's the alpha dog, so everybody's going to go after him. And when everything shakes out in these next polls, where will things stand between Romney and Perry? A USA Today Gallup poll on Wednesday had Perry leading Romney 31% to 24% among likely Republican voters. And then you go down from there. A lot of people like Ron Paul, and he says some good things on the stage. He was pretty fiery, talking about, you know, that the government needs to get out of our business. We need to cut the regulation, something that he's touted for a very long time, and the Big Brother nonsense, too. He talked about that. But he's in single digits in every single poll that comes out. He did win the California straw poll. As I said, he has a lot of strong backers, but not enough backers to push him over the top. That's why you see Perry and Romney that are neck and neck. All right, so if you just tuned in, we're talking about, of course, the debate, the latest debate among the Republicans here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can throw in your two cents. Maybe you think I'm wrong. You watched a little bit of it. If you had to pick a Republican candidate right now, based on all these things that are coming out and the things that have happened and what Perry's had to say about Social Security or President Zero, that's what his ad calls President Obama, or any of the slew of other things, would you say, I prefer Perry, I prefer Romney? Or would you say, look, I don't prefer any of them, to tell you the truth. I think Obama's unfairly being criticized, and he's trying to do something about the job situation, and he should get another crack. He should be yet our third in a row president who gets two terms. Anybody out there thinking that? Don't be afraid to call, because some of you have to be listening, right? I'm going to throw out the digits, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, let's get on with this so you can hear some of this. Okay, here's Perry first. I'm just going to give you Perry on immigration and Social Security, what he has to say about Social Security. Take a listen.
You say that we should not educate children who have come into our state for no other reason than they've been brought there by no fault of their own. I don't think you have a heart. We never said that we were going to move this back to the states. What we said was we ought to have as one of the options the state employees and the state retirees, they being able to go off of the current system onto one that the states would operate themselves.
All right, so definitely sparks were flying. He was trying to defend the his immigration policy in the state of Texas. We go from Perry to Michelle Bachman and what she had to say about what she would shut down. What government branch would she shut down? I should say branch. She'd shut it all down and just be the queen of the United States. Now, what department would she shut down? Take a listen.
What I would do as President of the United States is pass a mother of all repeal bills on education. I would take the entire federal education law, repeal it, then I would go over to the Department of Education, I'd turn out the lights, I'd lock the door.
Oh, you can imagine the crowd went crazy over that suggestion because, of course, the labor laws and what's happened with some of the teachers across the country, you know, that got a favorable response, needless to say. In a Democratic crowd, she would be hissed and booed off the stage. But we know this. This is certainly not for a conservative crowd. They would embrace that idea because you got to remember, she's a Tea Party favorite, just like Rick Perry. And there were certainly those kind of folks backing her up that were in the crowd. So it's interesting if you think who won the debate. You know, I just gave you little snippets of it. I would have to say I think Romney, he's just smooth. He's a cool customer now. He's ironed out some of the wrinkles that he had the first time around that he ran. And he's able to really diffuse the situation when it comes to health care in Massachusetts because he says, I made a mistake, but there were things I vetoed. It's a state versus a federal law that can be changed. And he talked about that. On the other hand, remember, you had eight presidential candidates. So you had Romney and Perry, and you had Michelle Bachmann. You also had Newt Gingrich, Gary Johnson. You had Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, and Herman Cain also on the stage, too, and many of them suggesting doing away with a couple of different organizations. Certainly when it comes to green jobs, and you see the Solyndra thing that has happened with the president that's being investigated, that's on everybody's radar, and that's a easy thing to slam down on, you know, the green jobs, the lack of jobs, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of times talk will turn toward what would you ditch, what would you get rid of. Michelle Bachmann threw out what she thought, and of course also Gary Johnson said, forget the EPA. There has to be something seriously that changes here. And there's been so much heat on the Environmental Protection Agency that the administrator, a woman named Lisa Jackson, feels compelled to defend herself all the time, even if she's in line at Starbucks, talking about the policies of cleaner air and water and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the Republicans are saying, listen, we're dumping too much money here. This is why we have a stagnant economy, because the regulations are absolutely killing us. What about global warming? Here's what Roger Madden had to say about what he says is really the myth of global warming. For the past 76 years, some of the biggest talk during college football season. We'll get back to Roger Madden because we don't want to be too far up against it. Let's go to Leona in Texas. Hey, Leona.
Yes, I'm glad you took my call. But first I want to say I'm for our governor, Perry, where the children are concerned, because like he said, and somebody else, I think, Kate even, but just like those kids get education and they make pretty good citizens of Texas. And they go on to, you know, be naturalized and get their citizenship and go from there, and they're good citizens.
All right, so you say it's okay, though, because, see, Leona, here's the problem I have with that. I understand what you're saying. I agree that there would be a lot of people that fall into that category, but what about everybody else who's not getting that break? Like your niece, your nephew, the kid down the street, they're not getting that break, and they're citizens.
Well, I don't know exactly what to say to that.
Okay.
Of course, I have some Spanish in my family.
Yeah.
I've got children, grandkids. All my great-grandkids got some Mexican blood in them, and it turned out to be pretty good. I've got a grandson in a Marine, And his mother is half Spanish. She don't look it, but she is.
All right. Bravo to the grandson. That's a Marine. Thank him for his service. And thanks for throwing in your two cents, Leona. Coming up on the flip side, Roger Madden. He is coming up. I promise you. He's got some thoughts on global warming plus Bad Boys. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
From Solyndra, the fallout from it is far, far, far from over. And, of course, it's Ammunition talking about green jobs and not even vetting out the company properly. You all know the story by now. It's 2 weeks old. Talking about the White House making sure that Solyndra got the money, because that's how I see it. They got the money in the stimulus. And, you know, when you're talking about $500 million and then it's then somebody turns around from White House and says, well, that's, you know, $500 million. Give me $500 million. We'll develop a plan. And it was all about solar panels, but they were being made much, much cheaper in China. So the whole thing blew up. So the president visited the Solyndra solar factory in California last year. And I'm telling you, the thing was laid out like you wouldn't believe. American flags everywhere. Do you remember that? And he made a big deal about it, how Solyndra was leading the way to a prosperous, brighter future, and how many people would end up getting jobs as a result, because the startup business got $535 million in federal loan-guaranteed money. They did hire people, over 1,000, and then they promptly had to let them go. They had to lay them off. The company was raided by the FBI. We know that. Solyndra's two top officers will, on Friday, be before a House investigative committee, for what it's worth, just get grilled on the Hill. And they're going to just keep saying Fifth Amendment. They're not going to do any self-incrimination, so they're just going to keep saying they plead the Fifth. That's what's going to happen. But the government backs Solyndra, and it cost you and me more than half $1 billion, really, as we break it all down. So ridiculous. This was a start-up company that obviously, like I said, nobody vetted out. Nobody broke it down. Did they review the documents? Did they go over the things they needed to go? Boy, they put the red tape into everything else. So, of course, there's a lot of attention on this. You had lobbyists that met at least three or four times with Valerie Jarrett at the White House. They were pushing for loans and tax breaks and all kinds of government assistance. And boy, they sure got it. So then you look at energy and you look at where we're headed in the energy field. And this was a black eye for the White House. This was a black eye for green gigs. No question about it. So what about global warming? That would fall into the category of green. Roger Madden had his own take on it.
It has now been proven with scientific certainty by the most prestigious European Organization for Nuclear Research, otherwise known as CERN, that global warming is the result of cosmic rays and the sun, not human activities. High priests of the anthropomorphic religious sect have finally been defrocked. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. We are reminded of that 17th century scientist Galileo Galilei, who observed what everyone, every scientist of his day and the Catholic Church included, denied, namely that the Earth, lo and behold, revolved around the sun. The matter was investigated by the Roman Inquisition of 1615, something similar to what we have today in Al Gore and his acolytes, and they concluded that it was not an established fact. Galileo later defended his views in his Dialogue Concerning the Two Chief World Systems, which appeared to attack Pope Urban VIII, and thus alienated him and the Jesuits. He was tried by the Inquisition, found, quote, vehemently suspect of heresy, unquote, forced to recant, and spent the rest of his life under house arrest. It is now fully established that the theory of anthropomorphic global warming is nothing more than a garden variety religion supported by institutions which require millions of global warming fundamentalists to demand that their governments pour billions of dollars into privately held investments which design methods and systems of reducing millions of tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, which we now know has no effect on global warming. Perhaps we should put Al Gore under house arrest. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Al Gore's made a lot of money on green, absolutely. We shift gears a little bit, and it's time for, a familiar theme song, Bad Boys. I would sing it if I could, but I don't think I can do it. So, trust me. Bad Boys in the Wings, and we're going to do a little Bad Boys here. The biggest bad boy in town had to be Ahmadinejad. Why? Because he was speaking at the UN and saying the usual nonsense that he spews, whether it's the Holocaust or whether he's talking about the U.S. and 9/11. And that's exactly what he did. He attacked the West. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of some of, translated, of course, of what Ahmadinejad had to say when he took the mic, so to speak, or front and center stage at the UN, at the Global Initiative. Here we go.
Using their imperialistic media network, which is under the influence of colonialism, they threaten anyone who questions the Holocaust. and September 11 with sanctions and military action. Instead of assigning a fact-finding team, they killed the main perpetrator and threw his body into the sea. Why should it not have been allowed to bring him into trial to help recognize those who launched terrorist groups and brought wars and other miseries into the region?
All right, so Ahmadinejad obviously slamming Zionism, and what one thing he didn't talk about was what's dominating the conversation at this year's General Assembly, and that's the Palestinian plan to ask the Security Council to admit their state as a full UN member. They want statehood. So he just ignored all that, and he focused on the Holocaust and said September 11th, saying that, for example, the September 11th attacks, the mysterious attacks, he said, as pretext for wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, that's why that happened, and said that the Western powers view Zionism as a sacred notion and ideology, blaming it on all of that. So a lot of delegates walked out, including, of course, U.S. delegates did it. I mean, you know, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, slammed Ahmadinejad, too, in his own speech to the United Nations. And I love what he said, as much as I think he's in trouble with this whole hacking scandal that's going on in England. He scored some points with me, anyway, with what he said. He said he didn't remind us, meaning Ahmadinejad, that he runs a country where they may have elections of a sort, but they also repress freedom of speech. And, of course, accusing Iran of suppressing the protests and torturing people who argue for a better future because they just disappear. We've had people send us stuff about that, that people just disappear. You remember what happened in the elections where the Western world was thrown out. And outside the United Nations, it's interesting because there were a lot of, Iranian Americans that were out there chanting down with dictators, down with Ahmadinejad, and they were calling for the overthrow of the Iranian leader, but nothing's happening there. Ahmadinejad is walled in, let's say. And of course, he always appears the same way. He gets on the podium, the UN podium. He throws out a lecture on the West and the responsibility. He talks about poverty and militarism and colonialism and the evils of slavery and all kinds of crazy stuff that he'll go in 10 different directions when he's up there. And it's just what happens every year. It's the same thing. And, of course, we know, just to update you on this, Tehran is refusing to halt enrichment, talking about nuclear enrichment, and it's uranium enrichment. And it's provoked more rounds of U.N. sanctions. In fact, 4 on the world's number 5. Did you know that? Number 5 oil-exporting state. And much, much, much tighter. The squeeze is on, certainly with U.S. and European Union restrictions, too. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and you're in, my friends.